Hi, Jim. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
I'm exhausted. I tell you the truth, I'm really beat down. I'm looking forward to my 3-day weekend, Jim. Even though it's 3 days and not a whole week, I could use 1 day of vacation.
Yeah, it sounds good to me because I've been out on the campaign trail. As you know, the state requires that candidates go out and get signatures to be placed on the ballot, which is a very antiquated law to begin with. That's a whole other story in itself. But I've been pretty much hit every section of the city so far with a candidate petition to get on the ballot.
Sounds like a good time, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. What's good about it, though, is you get to meet folks that you don't normally get to meet on a day-to-day basis. So that's one good thing about it. And the folks that are out there I spoke to have been really good, and I learned a lot, you know, in the days that I've been out there. So I'm sure I'm going to learn a lot more.
Okay, Jim. Big issue. Everybody's talking about it. The City of Utica Ambulance Service, and I didn't know there was a meeting last night at the hospital, or I would have been there. And
I was pretty upset when I found out about it at the very end of the meeting. Frank Becerra had notified me, and I said, "Really, I'd like to be there, being the chair of council chair of the Public Safety Committee. I think I should be there."
Yeah.
So we got there. The doors were all locked. We were kind of pounding on the door to get in, and we finally did get in, and it was at the end of the meeting. But unfortunately, there were no representatives from the city at this meeting, and that was pretty upsetting to me.
What was this meeting exactly? What body of, you know, government or agency was this? Because I didn't see any press release. Nobody gave us any calls, and I talked to a couple people in other media outlets, and they had no idea this was going on either.
Yeah, supposedly the city was notified of this meeting, and the group is the Mid-State Regional Emergency Medical Service Council, and there were state representatives there from the health department. Of course, Kunkel was there representing their company, and they had the EMS co-coordinator for Oneida County also there. The 911 executive director was not there, but he is planning on being at our meeting today. You know, we're holding an emergency public safety committee meeting this afternoon at 1:30. You've gotten a notice on that.
Oh, I got a couple notices on that one, John. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And that was Kevin Revere from the Oneida County Emergency Services. So he'll be in attendance today at the committee meeting.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's extremely important because we really don't know. I'm hoping we're going to hear something from the mayor today. You know, as of yesterday, there is no stay. This issue will go into effect, or this order by the courts will go into effect 12:01 a.m. July 1st. So we really need to be prepared. Setting aside all the other factors and the financial issues, the bottom line is public safety and public protection, and we have to make sure that there is a smooth transition. And that was part of the meeting yesterday.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I hate to interrupt you. It just seems like that this kind of, I mean, nobody was notified of this meeting. It sounds, it just doesn't, like, it doesn't wash right for a lot of people that they would hold this meeting without any media official, any media representation there, or really city officials. Can we get into what they were actually talking about?
It's clear, city officials were supposedly invited to this meeting, and I don't know where they were, other than Councilman Becerra and I. And again, we got there at the very end of the meeting. But basically, they had 4 points of discussion from what we were told, and I did get a minutes to this meeting. Kunkel staffing, they wanted to be sure that Kunkel had the staffing to take over July 1st if this happens. They wanted to be sure that Kunkel had enough vehicles to service the city if this happens, and also Utica response to EMS calls and 911 calls from Oneida County, that there would be a smooth transition and to make sure that there was coverage. And that is important. That's extremely important.
Yeah.
And we should have been preparing for this a while ago, knowing, and You know, Councilman Becerra has been saying this right along. I've said this at previous meetings. We better be prepared if the courts are, you know, decide against us. And in this case now, they're saying they're giving us a deadline. And unless we get a stay, this is going to happen, like it or not, on Friday.
Now, were you kind of taken aback by the decision to cease? So it was they gave the city pretty much 3 days to shut down the ambulance service. Is that a little too quick for you, or is that a reasonable time frame?
We've had the warning signs of this. I mean, we've been told right along that you know, we're not in compliance with the state law, and the courts now made that decision, and I suppose they believe that there might be a liability involved if the city continues with the service until the courts make the final decision. I don't know what they're thinking. That's what we're trying to get this information, all this information put together. I'm hoping the mayor will have more information this afternoon. That's why I'm calling the public safety committee meeting. To me, this is considered a public safety crisis.
Oh, I would have to agree with you.
And we have to be prepared.
Yeah.
And again, setting aside all the financial issues that have been talked about this, that's for a later date. Right now, we have to make sure, and I feel it's my responsibility as the chair of the Public Safety Committee, that there is a smooth transition if there needs to be on Friday. And if there's a stay, we'd like to know how long that stay is going to be and if this decision is going to stick at a later date.
Jim, do you feel there's a need for another ambulance service in the city of Utica?
Well, I've looked at this for a number of years. You know, I wasn't on the council when this was approved, but when I was with the Black Association, we actually had a public roundtable debate at the Polish Community Center, and the place was packed at the time. That was during the Julian administration. And there was a lot of give and take. And I said, you know, it sounds really good. At the time, I said, you know, what is it going to hurt to try it? I questioned a lot of things, but I said, you know, to myself, it's worth trying. I do believe, you know, government should be looking at other ways of operating government. But to be honest with you, the experiment, as far as I'm concerned, is not working the way I thought it was going to work. And I usually do a lot of research on subjects like this. And again, it's my responsibility as the chair of that committee. And I've looked at a lot of issues that have been talked about here. And quite honestly, I think we should exit out of this with all of the issues that are coming up. I know they talk about a revenue source or a profit, but you got to understand, we're a city government. We're a government entity. There is no such thing as a profit. What we should be doing is paying for services through either user fees or taxes. As far as I'm concerned, the fees that are being charged for the ambulance service, which again have been compared to City of Troy and Kunkel's numbers, and we're extremely high. When I asked the question at the last finance committee meeting, where did these numbers come from and how were they set up and who approved them, I got no answers to it.
Yeah, the fees and the rates that the city ambulance charges compared to the private sector are vastly, they're pretty far apart. The city charges a lot more than...
But also compared to the city of Troy,
yeah,
which is one of the cities that we kind of... are comparing ourselves to,
sure,
the city of Troy, which actually was forced into ambulance service. Believe me, they went in with a kicking and screaming. They did not want to go into the ambulance service, the city of Troy. We went out and visited the city and talked to some of the folks out there, and they did have a need because their ambulance service was not sufficient. They did not perform the way they should. In our case, Kunkel Ambulance has never been an issue. I mean, you go back, you know, 5-6 years, Kunkel Ambulance has served the city of Utica for many, many years. We have no problems with the Kunkel Ambulance Service. And we say we got into this not for profit. That just happened to happen. Well, it happened to happen because of our rates being so high. That's how it happened. Kunkel really has not. We've had no problems with Kunkel. They do a fine service. They always have. So I don't understand where the need is. I do understand what Chief Brooks has said very early on, that we have always been the first responder. We get no reimbursement for that. Well, what should have been negotiated, I believe, in the very beginning with Kunkel was, listen, we are the first responders. The city is. We're there first. We're you know, taking care of the patient before the ambulance gets there. A lot of times the ambulance may even get there before our crews get there. But that's besides the point. The bottom line is what we should have done is a public-private partnership where we ask Kunkel to include in their service fee the first responders costs to cover our cost of the city being the first responder and being there, to charge an additional fee to cover those, just to cover those costs, and that's it.
Do you
and
think,
there was an opinion by the state controller's office that a city may not set fees for the provision of emergency medical transport services in an amount designed to generate revenue in excess of the cost of providing such services. And they further expressed that the opinion that the scheme under which municipalities can charge fees for ambulance services intended to preempt local laws, and accordingly, a city may not set fees for the provision of emergency medical services in an amount, like I said, designated mm-hmm. or designed to generate revenue in excess of cost of providing such services. That's what's happening right now.
Are we past the point where we can, as a city, sit down with officials from Kunkel and work some kind of arrangement out?
I don't see why we can't. Well, absolutely. I think we should be sitting down with them right now and talking to them because, again, so far we've lost in all the steps that we've gone through. And how much more do we really want to spend in all this? Do we want to just sit down and come up with a public-private partnership here, which I think will benefit everyone in the long run, and including the most important thing is patient services proper patient services to the folks in the city of Utica, taxpayers.
How do we? If this is a question I was throwing around with a colleague of mine yesterday. Jim, was the certificate of need? How is that established, and how do you prove that there is a need for a new ambulance service?
Well, I think I mentioned some of the things earlier on. I can't tell you all the details of certificate of need. But usually certificate of need, and again, I'm using the Troy example.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Troy, their ambulance service had a very poor response time for calls, and in some cases they couldn't get to the call at all because they didn't have sufficient ambulance, you know, the equipment itself, the vehicles. So the city really was forced to do it. They had other services on the outside coming in, but you could imagine how long that would have taken to get into the city. So they actually were forced to put in a certificate of need because of that situation, and that's why they got into it. In our case, I still don't understand where the certificate of need comes in. I really think this was designed, I hate to say it, but I think it was designed by the Julian administration to get additional revenue, bottom line. And clearly, in the opinion of the controller's office, user fees should be user fees to pay for the services and nothing beyond that. And then we got long-term costs, the cost of ambulance, bonding for the ambulance. We bond for a few ambulances a few years ago for a 20-year period. These ambulances are only going to last maybe 5 years?
Yeah,
six years at the most?
Weren't they just recently came up that they're looking to get new ambulances?
Oh, yeah, we stopped that.
Yeah, we did.
Until there is a decision by the courts, I can't see us bonding for any additional ambulances
at
this point in time.
Yeah.
And we have Kunkel as a backup, so it's not as if we didn't have any kind of backup. Thank God we had Kunkel available as a backup. And again, yesterday's meeting, the Mid-State Regional Emergency Medical Services Council, I asked, I said, what if Kunkel, and again, the question was answered later, but I said, what if Kunkel can't serve the city? What are we going to do here?
Mm-hmm.
And they did say that there are other outside services They have mutual aid, just like mutual aid with the volunteer fire departments. You know, if New Hartford had a fire and they needed help, there would be others that come in. They have the same type of organization set up with the emergency medical services. So,
is this the ambulance service, Jim? Would this be able to go to a public vote and see if the city residents want to keep it or cut it? Would that be a viable option?
You know, that's not a bad idea, Mark.
No, what are you bringing up today, Jim? You can give me credit.
It's a major issue.
Yeah, it is.
I think I'm a big believer in public referendum. When I first ran for office, that's what I pitched, and I still pitch it today. If there are major issues that need to be made, I think we should always go back to the public and ask if they want this type of service. When the water board was sold, that absolutely should have been something that was a referendum item, and it wasn't.
Yep.
It was made by political, politicians, and I think that should have been placed on the ballot. But this, that sounds very reasonable. But in the meantime, what do? We got an emergency situation. We got to address it. It has to be addressed. We can't bury our heads in the sand and say it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it is happening.
Yeah, it's happening very quickly. Yeah. As in, 12:01, this morning.
Yeah, before a holiday weekend, 4th of July.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of things that are going on. And, we're going to have a crowd of people, fireworks. You know the scenario. And that worries me. So I felt that we really should have this meeting. Again, all the financial end of it. Councilwoman Scalise is calling a special finance committee meeting next week, and that's fine. But this really has to do with patients, and resident services,
right.
and it's public safety.
Utica County Councilman Jim Zecca, thanks so much. You're also the chair of public safety, so it was good to see an emergency session called for today. I'll see you there.
Okay, very good, Mark. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Have a good week. 4th of July weekend.
You too, buddy.
All right.
All right.
Care.
Bye.